News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Skillnet Ireland, driving business success through innovative training and upskilling.
And I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair this week, Dave Kerwin. He's the Managing Director of Bord Gáis Energy. Dave, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Bobby.
Now, I know you're a little bit tired like myself from the sleep out last night. We'll come back to that a bit later on. But I want to go back to Carlow a very long time ago when your first job was collecting money that was due for milk and fuel door to door. That must have been a good grounding for being the MD of Bord Gáis Energy.
Oh, Bobby, it was. I used to go into every home, virtually every home and business in Tullow on a Friday evening, Saturday, to collect the weekly fuel or milk bill. And I started at the age of 12, I suppose. So Wow. It certainly teaches you about people and people's skills, empathy, service, a lot of things that I definitely use throughout my life. There is no question about that.
Yeah, no, it's amazing how that sort of stuff, because it's about people and it's about dealing with people and getting the best and seeing the worst and the best in people, which is a great experience. So at such a young age as well, you went on then, Dave, to UCC. You got your degree in electronic engineering, followed by a doctorate in business economics. You're a great believer in education. Tell me more about your views around about upskilling and, you know, self-learning and making sure that one is always educating oneself as one goes through one's career.
Yeah, Bobby, and as you know yourself, in business, you should always remain open to learning the next thing. I've learned through the job, through various different things, and I've been lucky enough to also study, you know, electronic engineering. But then I did an MBA in UCC, and I met a great friend of mine, Conal Fanning, and I did a doctorate there. And the doctorate was about learning about people, you know, Yeah. People, leadership. And one of the biggest things I learned through the interaction with that was I was a bit of a perfectionist, Bobby, to be honest with you. And I learned, you know, trying stuff was always more valuable than getting things right. So
yeah,
I definitely learned the value of trying something new, learning about it and applying it. And I hope everyone that works with me gets that chance, because, you know, you never put good people in a box. Good people always have the potential to change, to grow. And I think that's, to be honest, that would be one of my primary drivers when I do my job, to be honest.
It's interesting as well that perfectionism can sometimes be, I won't say it always is, but it can sometimes be a liability or something that holds one back.
Absolutely. I read Carol Dweck when I did my doctorate. This, if you haven't read her, I'd recommend. She wrote this book called The Growth Mindset.
Yeah.
And education, traditional education, almost tells children, you know, don't put up your hand unless you have the right answer. And that's a bad lesson to learn. If you're going to grow a business, if you're going to grow yourself, you have to try things and you have to learn from the mistakes.
Yeah.
And you should never regret them. That was the last learning opportunity, and it's the next opportunity to grow. So it was a valuable lesson I learned anyway, and
okay,
I think I've managed to apply it.
Good man. You've more or less been in the energy sector all your life, or all your working life, Dave. Before we get to Bord Gáis Energy, tell us a little bit about previous employment.
Yeah, I started from college as a graduate engineer in ESB, and I got itchy feet, Bobby. That learning thing must have been going all early with me, because I didn't fancy working in power stations in Ireland. And the first chance I got, I went to Texas, and I worked in a very small consultancy advising customers how to invest in power generation. I ended up in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, teaching operators how to run a power station.
And it was what a great job.
Yeah, I was only 25. And, you know, from there, I ended up in Vietnam developing a power station for a World Bank funded project. And again, 27 years of age as a site manager with 27 nationalities. So all of the learning on the doorsteps in Tullow was very important, because, you do have to adjust your style depending on who you're meeting, you know.
Wow, that's really, really interesting. And tell us then about the business today. It's now in 2014, Borgash Energy became part of Centrica. Tell us a little bit about that parent company.
Yeah, well, Centrica is, you know, it's a very, very large organization that owns energy businesses in North America. It's the parent company of British Gas. It has big trading division. Big area of its business was Hive, obviously, the development of home energy technologies and smart right. technologies. So it was a big business to buy us at the time. And, you know, at the time, I suppose, I led the business and travelled with the business through the sale. And the concern was, being bought by a big, big business, you'd suffocate a smaller one. But that's not really been the case. Centrica have been a good owner of Borgash, and we've been able to bring the best technologies that Centrica has to offer into the Irish market, and more to come, Bobby, actually.
Very interesting. What I wanted to ask you as well about, Dave, there seems to be a real need now and a real desire of companies such as your own to move away from fossil fuels. Like, for when you take a business like Borgash that was, I suppose, founded around oil, gas, exploration, that must be a very difficult transition.
It's a funny one, Bobby. You know, I was asked at a conference about 7 years ago, how do energy supply companies, you know, transition to sell, you know, to sell customers less of the product that they make profit from? You know, and it was a great question.
Yeah.
But really, our ambition is to move away from selling energy into selling low carbon energy solutions. And it's the classic advice, you know, don't be part of the problem, be part of the solution. So we have got our heads around what's our role here in society, what's our role for customers. And it's very much on helping businesses and our customers throughout homes in Ireland to adjust to the new reality, which is we have to decarbonize our society or we won't have a world for our kids to live in.
Yeah.
It's taken us years to adjust our heads to that. And it's going to be interesting in the next couple of years to help our customers understand what role we want to play in helping them.
And tell us this, Dave, it's not usual, certainly in my experience, it's not usual for an energy company to announce a price pledge this winter. Normally, if your costs go up, the consumer gets saddled with whatever the pro rata increase is. You're prepared to give a price pledge this winter, is that right?
Yeah, we have, Bobby. Like last two seasons, if you like, October and April of last year, we reduced prices to our dual fuel customers. And this year there were higher network charges to pass through. But we had a conversation as a leadership team. I spoke to the chief executive of Centrica on a Friday night, and we just felt it was right to communicate to our customers. We know it's tough out there. It's not good enough to say we're all in it together. You have to be in it together. And so we just wanted to communicate to customers. We know it's tough out there. Keep the head up. Keep engaging with us. And we'll absorb these costs through winter. And, you know, I think it was the right thing to do, Bobby, to be honest with you.
Okay. Finally, Dave, I know you're tired, as we all, well, certainly we both are. The initiative with Borgash Energy sponsoring Focus Ireland's Shine a Light night. It was a great night last night, very different. I used to see you at the various places in the Law Society and the other venues that we were at over the years. But doing it from the garden was slightly different.
Just a bit, yeah. I must say, well done to you. You've always been a brilliant champion for Focus Ireland. When I first got involved 6 years ago, I used to look at you as the pro, and I was learning. But yeah, it is different. I did miss the, you know, the camaraderie, as you know. It's great to be in it together. But we kept going on social media, and, you know, there was 35 of my colleagues out. We raised over 20,000. I haven't hit my target, so everyone who knows me, you can still donate, go for it.
Well, I have sorry not to cut across you, Dave, but I have hit my target. Just so I passed 5.5 grand last night. I'll have to check now and see where we are this morning.
I should never go toe-to-toe with you on this, Bobby. But, you know, we're very proud of Focus Ireland's the partnership we have with them. And, it's 6 years now, and we've contributed over 2.4 million. But to be honest with you, we've got more back. We're a better organization from having invested in the partnership. You know, we've done cycles, sleepouts, hikes.
Yeah.
We've done Christmas. Oh, but, you know, our team love it, and we've learned a lot from it. And we're constantly humbled by the great work Focus Ireland do.
Well, listen, thanks for joining us this morning, Dave. Wishing you every success and a great story as well. And we didn't even get to talk about the hillbilly band called Doolin in Houston. We'll have to leave that for another day. So talk to you then, all right?
Thanks, Bobby.